listener production.
Hey there, I'm Lauren Howarth with your news briefing. Lots of democracy sausages sizzling across Victoria today as voters head to the polls for the state election. The latest news poll in The Australian puts Daniel Andrews on track to secure a third term as Premier. Here he is on Seven.
We're about a positive and optimistic plan for the future.
While opposition leader Matthew Guy, who's just cast his vote, says it's time for change.
Just hope at the conclusion of this campaign, which is tonight, Victoria gets a new government, a fresh start for this state.
The man accused of murdering an Australian woman 4 years ago has made a brief court appearance in India. 24-year-old Toya Cordingley was walking alone on a beach near Cairns when she was fatally attacked. Federal police are working with officials in India to extradite the 38-year-old. Aussies have spent on average $10 more during this year's Black Friday sales compared to last year, despite cost of living pressures. Over the next few days, we're expected to fork out more than $6 billion. And Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach has temporarily turned into a nude beach in the name of art this morning. 2,500 people stripped off to raise awareness for sun safety and skin cancer, with world-renowned photographer Spencer Tunick capturing the spectacle. Tonya Goldberg from Waverley Council says it's an honour to be chosen for the project.
It's extraordinary. I mean, he's shot in some pretty remarkable locations around the world. In Sydney, he's previously shot on the forecourt of the Sydney Opera House.
In tennis, the Aussies have won through to the Davis Cup final for the first time since 2003 with a stunning 2-1 semi-final win over Croatia. Alex Dimonor starred with a singles win over the world number 17, while Jordan Thompson and Max Purcell took out the doubles clash. The decider is late tomorrow night, our time. While the Socceroos have a big match on their hands tonight, they need to either draw or win against Tunisia to keep their World Cup dreams alive.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.